This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 7 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Alex. We're getting very close to landfall now. Alex is now located only about 25 miles offshore, about 50 miles northeast of La Pesca, moving to the west about 12 miles an hour. So that that motion continues. We should have landfall within about 2 hours from now. Maximum winds are 100 miles an hour. That's a Category 2 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. That makes Alex actually the first June Category 2 hurricane in the Atlantic Basin since Alma in 1966. So it's been quite a while since we've had a Category 2 hurricane in June. The hurricane warning remains in effect from Baffin Bay, Texas to La Cruz, Mexico, but we can feel pretty comfortable now that sustained hurricane force winds will not make it into South Texas. It is possible there may be some gusts to hurricane force, but with the core of the hurricane now about to make landfall in northeastern Mexico, some of that wind threat in South Texas diminishes. However, we still have the threat of flooding, both from heavy rain, 6 to 12 inches expected, with some possible maximum amounts up to 20 inches. And in particular, in the elevated terrain of northeastern Mexico, those heavy rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Storm surge of about 4 to 6 feet near into the north of where the center makes landfall in northeastern Mexico, somewhat lesser amounts in 3 to 5 foot range in South Texas can be expected. There also remains a threat of some isolated tornadoes in South Texas tonight. The next advisory will be issued by National Hurricane Center at 8 p.m. Central Time. This is James Franklin.